To become a disciple, we've got to work on our attitude. How many of you agree with that? And we all have areas that we need to work on, and this is one that all of us can work on and need to work on because it affects our life. Today, I want to talk to you about an attitude adjustment, And so we're going to discover what it means, but we've been using this text in this whole series that I just want to start out with, and then I'm going to jump into this if you're okay with that. And if you're not, we're going to do it anyway, all right? Matthew 28, verse 18, and Jesus came and he said to them, "All authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. Therefore, go make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." And it goes on to say, teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you, for surely, thank God, that I am with you always, lo, to the very end of the age, he is with us. And so he tells us, go make disciples. What does it mean to be made a disciple? Once you become born again, once you come into the kingdom of God, then that's when the making starts taking place. That's when the development starts taking place. And part of that development is our attitude. How come our attitude? Because our attitude affects every area of our life. And we may not realize how it affects our life, but it does affect our life. Philippians chapter 2, verse 5, out of the Amplified, I love the way that it says. It says, have this same attitude in yourselves, which was in Christ Jesus. Look to him as your example in selfless humility. Now notice it says, have this same attitude. Some other translation says it this way, have this same mind in you. There's a couple of things that I want to state, and if you're taking notes, there are notes provided in your worship guide. By the way, there are also three-ring binders at the Welcome Center, free of charge. They're there for you so that you can keep records, so that you can go back and renew your mind and the things that have been taught. I just want to give you two thoughts out of that scripture, out of Philippians chapter 2. First of all, the first one is that your attitude or our attitude is adjustable. Notice that he said, have this same attitude in you. In other words, we have the ability to adjust our attitude. It is adjustable. It can be adjusted in our life. That's good to know. And that means we're not just stuck with a bad attitude or a negative attitude. Or a wrong attitude. Amen. That we can adjust our attitude. The second thought I want you to see is this. Is that our attitude is an outward reflection of an inward mindset. It is an outward reflection of an inward mindset. Our attitude is something that is outwardly expressed because we first of all have a mindset that is thinking that away. And so he tells us, he says, have this same attitude or this same mindset in you. Have this same mind in you that was in Christ Jesus. And I got to thinking about a lot of different things. First of all, our attitude is adjustable. And we can adjust our attitude. If you've been in any given situation, in any given circumstance, you can adjust your attitude pretty quick. For most part, most people can adjust their attitude pretty quick. But if you want it to stick, you're going to have to change your mindset. You're going to have to change the way that you think ongoing. Because what you're going to do is you're going to go back to the way that you were before. You're going to keep going back to that, maybe that negative attitude that's getting you in trouble. That's keeping you back. That's holding you back. And preventing you from moving forward in the power and the energy and the strength that God wants you to move forward in. And then we need to understand that our faith is affected by our attitude. Our attitude, if we have a negative attitude versus a negative attitude is going to work against our faith. I was thinking about Israel. You know, Israel, they wandered in the wilderness because they were constantly murmuring and complaining. had a negative attitude about everything, about God, about their circumstances. And no doubt their situations weren't always the best, but they were being supernaturally provided for. I don't know about you, but your clothes not wearing out is pretty nifty. I don't know about you, but nobody being sick is pretty nifty. And so, and God providing for them water in the wilderness and food in the wilderness and so many things, cloud by day, fire by night. There was so many things that he did supernaturally, parting the Red Sea, all kinds of things, yet they still gravitated and went back to that negative attitude that kept them wandering in the wilderness and never entering into what God has for them. The same is true with us. We can wander through life with a negative attitude, never entering into what God has for us. And so we've got to address those attitudes in our life that are contrary to God's attitude. And it's not just having a positive attitude. It's having a God attitude that is positive. Yeah. It's having an attitude that is formed by the Word of God, transformed by God's Word, and making us into the person that and the people that God wants us to be. And so what I want to do is I want to take some time and talk about how to have an attitude adjustment in our life, because all of us in some area, if not a lot of areas, we need an attitude adjustment because we have a tendency to be more negative than positive. And therefore it keeps us and holds us back from the good that God has for us. I just reminded of a scripture in Isaiah. It says, if you'll be willing and obedient, you'll eat the best of the land. Willingness is talking about obedience. I mean, excuse me. If you're willing, that's talking about your attitude. Obedience is talking about your action. So we need to make sure that we're having a willing attitude, an attitude that is positive, so that we end up where God wants us to end up. I counsel people. I walk with people. I pray with lots of people. And it's amazing how many people probably that don't realize, but a lot of people, what they're going through stems back to having a wrong attitude towards towards life, towards their situations. And we need to understand some things. So what I want to do is I want to talk about how to have an attitude adjustment. The first thing that all of us need to understand is we need to fight off every negative thought. We got to fight it off. This isn't something that we need to be casual about. It's something that we need to be aggressive at. That we need to understand that we're under attack with negative thoughts ongoing every day, all day, throughout the day. Amen. That we're being assaulted with negative thoughts. And so 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4 and 5 says this: for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds. A stronghold is a thought that has held us captive. Pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Get this, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Every thought. Bringing every thought. This is a daily battle that we need to be working on, and we need to fight off every negative thought that comes into our life, realizing that those thoughts are out to hold us captive. Consider negative thoughts as being agents of the enemy out to destroy our life and our joy and our peace and our purpose. We need to recognize that that's how the enemy works. He comes in with negative thoughts. He tries to destroy our faith. I want to give you one other thought, and that's this. Our thoughts are an open door for either God or the devil to operate into our lives. And we get to choose. Who's going to operate in our thoughts? Our thoughts, again, will manifest itself in our attitudes. It'll manifest themselves in our attitudes. And a lot of people struggle with this. All of us struggle with it. It's a fight. It's a daily fight. But some people, man, they really, really have a negative attitude towards a lot of different things. I was sharing with our team this morning that you know, I work with people, I'm with people all the time and pray with people, and there's so many times that God gets a bum rap, that he gets blamed for everything. And people can get very, very negative towards God. It's like, God, why did you allow this to happen? Why did you send this on us? And let me tell you something. All that negative stuff, that evil stuff, those sickness, disease, deaths, all that kind of stuff, God's not sending on you. You need to understand what the Word of God says. And every good and perfect gift comes from our Father above. The Bible says that God, Jesus, went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Amen. That Jesus came to give us life and give it to us more abundantly. The devil came to kill, steal, and destroy. Yes. And so we need to understand that there's a lot of things that we get negative about. And we start blaming God about just simply because we don't understand how God is. And so we need to, until we really understand, rather than blaming God, we need to see what God's Word says. Yes. The Bible says that Eve conceived seed. She received strength to conceive seed. She was 90 years old. She received strength to conceive seed, and she bore a child. Why? Because she judged God faithful. God is faithful. God is faithful. She judged God faithful. And we need to judge God faithful. Amen? And that's positive. Too many times we're judging things wrongly because of a negative attitude. And that's the point I'm wanting to bring, is we get into situations and we begin to experience stuff, and then we start like, why? And we experience, in the first place our mind goes is negative. This week we had an air conditioner go down in the church, and so I call the repair guy in, and it's like, I hate any time we got to send money out for stuff like that. And so it bothers me, and so we want to use it for the gospel, not repairing air conditioners. And so he gets concluded, he gets through with it, and it's an over $800 bill. Well, Friday night or Saturday morning, I get up and our air conditioner at our house, it quit working. Guess where my thoughts went? And even more than $800 bill, because I knew that our air conditioner, we've been in our house for 20 something years, and it was there before we got there. And who knows how long that air conditioner has been operating. And so I'm thinking air conditioner repair, I'm thinking several thousand dollars, I'm thinking, you know, mine automatically goes to the negative. I had to reel that dude in. Well, thank God it was only like 80-something bucks repair. The guy came out yesterday and repaired it. And so, you know, your thoughts have a tendency to go to the negative instead of the positive. Do you know that the average person has 60,000 thoughts a day? And according to studies, 80% of those 60,000 thoughts are negative. And we wonder why we end up places that we never intended to end up in, and we end up places that we don't want to ever be. Because our thoughts are powerful. As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. And so we need to deal with those thoughts. And I'm going to tell you, as in this life, there's going to be stuff going on and towards people and other people. And this is something I've got to watch all the time. It's a fight. It's a daily fight. As a pastor, you know, there's 1,800 to 2,000, depending on what stats you hear, that of pastors that leave the ministry every month, never to return back into ministry. Because of just all the stuff that pastors have to deal with and go through. And really, honestly, the bottom line is that those negative thoughts can be very overwhelming if you don't fight them off. And we just need to know that God's faithful. that whatever you're going through, that he's going to cause you to be the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath. That he's going to work all things out for your good. Because he loves you, and because you love him, and you're called according to his purpose. Yes. And we need to start looking at other people as in the positive. You know, most people are not evil. I know that you might argue that point. But most people are not out to make your life miserable. And most people are just acting out of pain and hurt, and they're just struggling in life, and they're trying to navigate in life. And honestly, we got to start thinking more positive towards other people and helping them through their issues. And that's what our small groups are all about. By the way, they kick off next weekend, next Sunday. And you can go online and sign up, but they kick off. And our small groups are there to help. It's our summer small groups. They're there to help people in their walk, in their journey in life, to take the next step that they need to take. And we can't do that if we're always thinking negative towards people. Because we all have issues.
Yes.
We all have areas that we're working on, God's working on in our lives. Some more than others, because some people are just getting started. Or some people have plateaued. They just got bogged down, and they quit growing in their relationship with God. Even though they've been serving him for a long time, they got somewhere, they just quit growing. And so you may have more to work on, but God's going to lead you one step at a time.
Amen.
And we can't help people if we're negative towards people. So we got to fight off every thought. Secondly, we need to disallow every temptation to conform. This world is out there trying to cause us to conform to it. One of my favorite scriptures, my hallmark scriptures, is found in Romans chapter 12, verse 2. It says, "Don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the good and acceptable and the perfect will of God." We cannot prove out God's good, acceptable, and perfect will in our life in a place of being conformed. We only prove it out when we're being transformed by the renewing of our mind by the Word of God. If we're not being renewed by the Word of God daily, regularly, then we're being conformed by this world's attitudes and thoughts, and we begin to embrace that. I remember we lived in a place called Hobbs, America, Hobbs, New Mexico. If you ever been to Hobbs, New Mexico, Fred's been there. You know, when you roll into town, when you first roll into town, so you know it smells like rotten eggs. Yeah, it's oil, and it just stinks. But you're there for a very short time, and it quits stinking. And you adapt. You conform. All of a sudden, you don't even recognize it anymore. And that's how it is in life. If we're not being transformed by the Word of God, we easily conform to this world and its attitudes and its ways of doing things and its values and its actions. And we conform to those things in our life. And so we've got to disallow every temptation to conform. This world's trying to conform us to it. You know, I just felt, and this is my heart, and it's not that I've totally excluded it, but man, I came to a point where I just quit watching the news. My wife gets angry at me. She doesn't get angry. She doesn't like it too much, but I'll walk in and she'll have the news on. I got so fed up. Democrats, Republicans, independents, it doesn't matter. It's just like they all have negative attitudes, and it's like I don't want to go there. I just don't want to go there. I don't want to allow myself to get into a place where I'm slandering this or that or those or whoever. I don't want to slander anybody. And it's almost like a constant slandering that's taking place. And I don't know if that upsets you or ruffles your feathers or whatever, I would say to you, get a positive attitude. You know, our attitudes are contagious. They're contagious. And you know, it's like periodically my wife goes to the chiropractor to have her have an adjustment. And your back can be out of an adjustment, and it could affect other parts of your body. And if there's an attitude adjustment, it can affect other parts of the body or other parts of the family. And honestly, here as a church, this is one of our values, is to deliberately choose. And I use the word deliberately because we have to do it, because we tend to go negatively, and we have to be proactive, and we have to choose a positive attitude. And the reason that I say that is because we have a tendency to go negative. And if we go negative, we get negative. And if we get negative, then all we see is negative. I've used this illustration before, but I'll use it again. It's like a hummingbird and a buzzard. You know, they find what they're looking for. A buzzard, when it's looking, what's it looking for? Roadkill. What's it find? Roadkill. A hummingbird looks for those sweet flowers, and what does it find? And it finds sweet. And if we go negative, we get negative, and what are we doing? We're looking for negative. I mean, it's hard to change somebody that gets offended. Once they get offended, you know what? They're offended. It's hard to reach them. It's hard to reconcile with them. It's hard to get back where you need to be so that you can have a good relationship with them, because they've gone negative. And once they go negative, all they see is negative in us. And if you look hard enough, you're going to find negative in every person, in every situation. But if you look hard enough, if you go positive, if you are you renewed by the word of God, guess what you're going to find? You're going to find God in every situation. You'll see that God's working behind the scenes. God's always doing so much more than what we think he is. He's always at work. He can always shift and change and turn circumstances around. So we need to disallow every temptation to conform. And then lastly, let me give you this. We need to renew our minds and transform our life. Amen. Renew our minds and transform our life. Don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our mind. That we might prove what is the good, the acceptable, and the perfect will of God. I like to say it this way. When we renew our minds, we transform our attitudes. Because our attitude is an outward expression of an inward thought or an inward mindset. And the reason that so many people struggle is because of the way they think. Our thinking patterns need to change. We need to be deliberate thinkers. We need to deliberately change the way that we think. We cannot continue to think. And it doesn't happen. You choose, first of all. Yes, you choose. But if you want it to stick, you're going to have to change your mindset, the way you think. You cannot find the way that your mind is thinking. See how you really, really, truly think. Most people, I'm getting excited here. Most people gravitate towards the negative. All of us tend to gravitate towards the negative. And we have to see that that's where we're going. If we get negative, we go negative. And so our mind is a playground. It's a battlefield for Satan to work in. Idle minds, people that have too much time on their hands, have a tendency to be more negative people. People that are undisciplined in their thoughts are people that tend to be more negative. Did you know that you can be disciplined in your thoughts? That you discipline the way you think. It will produce in your actions. It'll produce in the way you live. And if you want to change your life, people will tell me, well, you're really, really disciplined. You know what? It started here. Started in my thinking, started in my speaking. And I changed some things up. And as a result, I was able to change my life and my lifestyle. You can't allow yourself, you can't afford to be thinking negative, nor can I, any of us, because it's going to leave us and sell us short on what God has for us. Judge God faithful. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 22 through 24, it says, you were taught to change the way you were living. The person that you used to be, the person you used to be will ruin you through desires that deceive you. Again, dealing with your thoughts. However, you were taught to have a new attitude. You were also taught to become a new person created to be like God, with a life that truly has God's approval and is holy. This whole series, it's going to be a small series. It's only going to be 3 weeks long. We're going to pause for Father's Day, which is only in a few weeks. And we'll do a Father's Day message. By the way, be here. Got something special for daddies. Actually, for all of us, but for daddies. Well, to honor them. But I would encourage you to go back and listen to this message, and actually, more than listen to this message, go in and see what God's Word says about your attitudes or your thoughts and your mindset. And be transformed, and let God do a great work in you. Amen? Amen? Let's pray. Father, we thank you for...